since personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I'm cold like
I gotta lead with this. Snow. Kyle Farnsworth, the former major leaguer, tweeted a video of a catcher from Uganda in Africa, and he's doing blocking drills without a glove. I mean, I'm sure they're not, you know, awash in baseball equipment over there, but at least get the catcher a glove. Any hoodles, I'm watching ESPN this morning, and Lewis Riddick, ex-Pitt, is talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. He says for the Eagles this year, it's Super Bowl or bust. He used that phrase several times, Super Bowl or bust. Well, they got Jalen Hurts at quarterback, so I'm going to pick bust. Memo to Art Rooney, do not hire Lewis Riddick as the general manager. It's the most overused phrase out there, one of them anyway. Super Bowl or bust. Denver got Russ, so it's Super Bowl or bust. Every year for the Steelers, it's Super Bowl or bust. Yo, is any team in the NFL thinking, we'd rather not win the Super Bowl? No, I don't think they're thinking that. I don't know, but if so, I hope one of them is the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, Jalen Hurts, come on. Just put that phrase away, Super Bowl or bust. Try no cliches or bust. Better TV or bust. In the meantime, hey, Super Bowl or bust, guess what?
You just made the list.
I can't get enough of watching this catcher from Uganda doing blocking drills without a glove. Get the kid a glove at the very least. The list is brought to us by Comfort Solutions, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, and by Matt Mertz Plumbing. We're giving away Penguin tickets later on in the hour for game 3. That's the first home game tomorrow night at PPG Paints Arena. I'm going to retweet this Uganda catcher right now. I'll tell you what, if he doesn't have a glove, I'll buy him a glove. That I will do for sure. Or I'll tell you what, if he's good enough without a glove, well, put it this way. I'm not even sure who the Pirates catcher is right now. I guarantee this kid without a glove is better. 412-333-WXDX. I hate to talk NBA. I hate the NBA. I almost put James Harden on the list because he sucks, and the Sixers are down 2-0 to Miami, and Joel Embiid is hurt again like he always is. And James Harden is pulling the chute, and people are wondering, what's wrong with James Harden? And then there's this big debate on the ESPN debate shows. Yo, there ain't no debate about James Harden. He's a fat pig who doesn't give a crap. End of debate. James Harden doesn't give a crap. Kyrie Irving doesn't give a crap. Ben Simmons doesn't give a crap. And Kevin Durant is the dumbest MF forever because he sold his soul for all three of those dopes, none of whom give a crap. Not to be critical, let's go to Corey. Corey, you're on the Mark Madden Show.
Hi, Mark. Back to hockey, if that's okay.
I would be overjoyed, Corey.
Okay. You know those 2 goals in, like, 2 minutes and 9 seconds, I think that was? I think, like, Domingue took the heat for it, but the first one, Matheson coming down on the wing there, he missed it, either missed his check or missed the puck, and then there was a goal. And then the second one, it was off his stick through the 5-hole. So I think that he was directly responsible for those last two goals as much as Domingue was. What do you think?
Well, I didn't fault Domingue for any one of the goals. He just allowed too many, 5.
Right.
Okay, you can't allow 5 goals. Like when I used to coach hockey and my goalie let up more than 3 goals, I would say, in fact, more than 2 goals. I was pretty tough on goalies. I would say, you let up 3 goals or how many goals, you didn't give us a chance. And it doesn't matter why.
Right.
The goalie's objective is to win the game, period. Not make a bunch of great saves in a valiant losing cause. The goalie's supposed to win the game.
True.
But I'm not blaming DeBing. I just think he is what he is, and the other guy's a lot better.
Oh, well, I know. That's a given. I just think that the goalie takes a lot of the heat, but Matheson was directly in the play of both of those goals. That's my
No question. He had a rough night last night as well. Let's go to Cameron. Cameron, you're on with the Super Genius.
How you doing?
What up?
So you were talking earlier about things the Penguins need to maybe win this series, and I think puck luck is another big thing that hopefully we can get some of.
No question. But yeah. You can't rely on puck luck, can you? There's no way to manipulate puck luck.
Right. No, definitely not. But hopefully the Rangers won't get any, and hopefully we'll get a little bit here and there.
Let's go to Captain Insano. Captain Insano, you're on up, with the Super Genius. What up, man?
Hey, so I've lived in Pittsburgh all my life, and I'm mostly an NFL fan. Should I go to the Penguins game?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, what if I have Mother's Day plans?
The Penguins game's Saturday.
This weekend.
The Penguins game's Saturday. Mother's Day is Sunday.
What if I had plans on Saturday?
Well, I would never tell you to ignore your mother to go to the Penguin game, so let your conscience be your guide.
What if I have a really hot day tomorrow? Should I go with her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If I go, can I sit with you in your box?
No. I'm in the press box. You're not media. There's enough pretend media up there as it is. Might I add, though, if she goes with you to the Penguin game, your girlfriend, not your mother, if your girlfriend goes with you and doesn't put out, I mean, that tells you all you need to know about her after such an expensive date.
Well, let's be honest. I don't really have a really hot date tomorrow. I work at a 7-Eleven and have a micro crank, so.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the Mark Madden Show. Joe, are you there?
Hello.
Please don't let the last word said on this show today be micro crank. What's up, Joe?
Hey, would it have been possible to trade Malkin before the trade deadline, or does he have a no trade clause?
He has a full no movement clause, but that wouldn't have done any good then. The time to trade him was 2018 or 19, when he would have brought back huge returns.
Yeah. Hey, also, has the B team ever made the list?
No. You know what? There seems to be a change in direction over there because they've changed management. It's all football, all over the top. I guess they're doing what they're told. I used to like a lot of their product a lot better. I've never said they're bad. They're just not as good as me. And really, who could hope to do that?
It just seems like robots sometimes.
It just seems like Steelers. And I have a kid. Let's talk about my kid. And, you know, I don't care about your kid and not really that much about the Steelers either. Let's go to Sean. Oh, wait. Actually, it's a tweet from Sean. I can't go to Twitter on the air. Well, I guess I can metaphorically, like right now. Sean says you could swap Crosby and Malkin on their lines and Crosby would still produce, Malkin still wouldn't. I think that's probably true. Let's go to Frank. You're on with Double M.
Yeah, you know, I was just calling. with Domingue, he's clearly not, you know, he's not going to be all that. Does Sullivan have any responsibility to maybe protect a little bit more, maybe play a little bit more trap in the neutral zone, something like that?
Well, you know, I think they should have been trapping and counterattacking for the last 3 years, but you can't do it now. Like it's so hard to score in Shesterkin. You can't concentrate defensively and take away offensive opportunities when they've had to sweat blood to score the goals they did against Shesterkin. I don't know. I mean, let me ask you this. With Domingue goal and Shesterkin the other net, you can't really angle for 1-0 because the Bing's not going to get you the nothing, and you can't angle for 5-4 because Shesterkin's not going to give you the 5. You're really stuck between a rock and a hard place, which is why I think this goaltending disparity is insurmountable for the Penguins.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is tough for sure. And with the bottom line, it's not producing. You know, it's tough to play it'd be almost impossible to play a mix between a trap and a full ice. But, I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with.
Well, at any rate, they're not going to do it. But again, and I think Sully's a great coach, but I think given how the team has slowed, I would have been trapping and counterattacking for at least this year and last.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. A lot of people on Twitter say they would buy a cameo from me. Some guy keeps asking on Twitter, what's my phone number? 412-333-WXDX, what's your phone number? I'll call you a little after never. Okay, if you want to get calls in, get them in now because we got Phil Bork at the bottom of the hour. I'm live at the best sports book I've seen anywhere. Well, it's right there with Circa in Las Vegas. Those are my two favorite sports books. There's one other. My memory is abandoning me. There's one other sports book in Vegas I really like besides Circa. But for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. I like the one at Oyo. Even though that's a small casino that used to be the Hooters Casino and they still have a Hooters restaurant there, their sports book and their bar and their TV and their food setup for that is really good. But it ain't better than the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, I'll tell you that for sure. Phil Bork at the bottom of the hour. I'm Mark Madden, 105.9.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
He's a prissy, sissy, Nancy boy.
No matter who the goalie, when we have the right defense playing the right way.
You're right, they should play without a goalie.
The X at 105.9.
We got Phil Bork in just a few live here at Rivers Casino. Some hardcore hockey talk. We got Phil Bork and Josh Shoey doing their show on 970 from 6 till 7. So you want to keep talking hockey, the place to do it is here at iHeartMedia. That's the best way to put it. Let's go to Skip. Skip, you're on the Mark Madden Show.
Wham, what up?
What up, Skip?
You ever play goalie?
Why? Because I'm real fat and I'd be good? Is that why?
No, not at all. I'm just asking you, like, in general, have you ever
played goalie? No, not for years and years. I experimented when I was a kid, as we all do when we're kids. But let me tell you something. I get calls. There was this street hockey team called, what were they called? White Street from McKeesport. I didn't play goal against them, but I played out against them, and we beat their ass every time. And then they tried to get tough, and they weren't even good at that. White Street deck hockey from McKeesport was an average hockey team and the biggest bunch of you-know-whats I've ever played against. All muff, no action. Beat them time and again. Racked up point after point against them. But then again, what would you expect playing against people from McKeesport? Too easy. Poorer than me, dumber than me, not as athletic as me. It was easy pickings. So easy, I can't even remember how easy it was. White Street. I used to walk down White Street with not any fear in my heart and knowing I'd get a goal or two. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on with the super genius.
Hey, Big Sexy, how are you, man?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. So I got to ask about John Marino. Did something just finally click with him and Todd Reed in coaching, or did his confidence just come back and hit him in the head and he remembered how well he could climb?
Never mind that. Phil Bork is climbing over tables in the bars here like it's the monkey bars at the playground. It's an amazing sight to see. Well, let me ask you this, Mike. I mean, how good do you think John Marino played? I thought he was real good on the Tuesday, but not so good last night.
I would say that's fair. I mean, just, I thought he was better than Letang and Matheson, but, I mean, that's
a little different
situation. But
last night?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, last night. But, I mean, it just, the way he played Tuesday just kind of really made you wish he played that way the last two regular seasons. And if you can get that John Marino, it just kind of cover the blow.
Let me tell you the problem with John Marino. Let me tell you the problem with John Marino, Mike.
I'm all ears, man.
He doesn't think there's a problem. He thinks he's playing great.
I could believe that.
Yeah, some kids are like that. Kapanen was like that for a while, where he thought that it wasn't his fault, but now he knows it's his fault, and I'm not sure that helps him either.
That's very true. That's why you're the super genius.
Well, no, anybody could spot that, actually. Thank you for the call, though. Up next, we're going to get out of this segment early so we have plenty of time with them live on the scene at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. It's the old 2-9er, Phil Bork. I'm Mark Madden, 105.9 The X.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
Double M, what's up, brother?
Hey, Double M.
Well, I love Sally Wiggum, but not as much as soccer.
I think it's the best thing I've almost ever heard.
VX at 105.9.
Joining me now live at Rivers Casino in the sports book, looking like only he can look. He is the two-time Stanley Cup champion. He is the old 2-9er, Phil Bork. Borky, where's this series go from here? Let's cut right to the quick.
Hold on. You got anybody else after me?
No.
Okay, long segment? We can
talk?
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, all right. Where does this series...
We'll blow off the rest of the show if we have to.
Okay.
You're the man.
All right, cool, man. Good, good. We need to talk. We need to have this eyeballs to eyeballs, tete to tete, if you will.
We got till 5:45, so 16 minutes. That's a long segment.
Okay, good. Where does this series go from here? Well, number one, and I heard you talking about it. I talked about it on Stan's show that, you know, we've had the bubble. We've had 50% capacity. We got to get back to Pittsburgh Penguin fan hockey, right? We got to bring it tomorrow night. We got to blow the roof off. They have to hear us in New York. That's
like,
number one.
Like they did at the Garden. The
like
Garden
they did
was
the
insane.
Garden. Right, and that influenced the referees. It was another man on the ice for them. That's where it starts right there. Number two, I really like what I saw from Louis Domingue. And I get it, Mark. He's bounced around six different teams, minor leagues. I get all that. But you know what? He's all we got. And we're pretty lucky we have him because not too many teams have the third-string goalie that's played in the league. He's got close to 150 games, and he performed last night. He gave you a flipping chance to win that game if the Penguins could have stepped up a little bit in the third period.
I'm going to make an offer right now. Maybe it's the Tito's and Diet Coke talking.
Yeah.
If Louis Domingue wins this series, I will get one jersey from every team he's ever played for. Have him sign them and then auction them off for charity. You heard it, a promise made right now. I've had a couple, but it's not like one of those drunken promises you forget about, like with women. I will live up to it.
Okay, and let's be crystal clear, because I think there's a chance. You asked me before we came on.
Oh, well, I've never said there's no chance.
Okay, there's a chance. There is a big chance, and you know how big game number three is, right?
Yeah.
If teams that are 1-1 win game number three, I think the odds are somewhere between 72 and 75% you win the series. They have to be authentic jerseys. None of this replica crap, okay? I want you to step up. You talk about how much money you make, that you're just a rich man, that
you're going to London. I'm going to London.
I don't give a crap where you're going. You just put it out there. I want replica jerseys.
You want not, authentic,
not replica jerseys.
No, you said replica. No, authentic jerseys, although I'm not sure what the difference would be between replica and authentic when it comes to the Gwinnett Gladiators. I'm not sure that's going to be...
Okay.
Do they still have a team? I'm not even sure that's a jersey anymore.
Okay, if we're going ECL, then you got to get game worn.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Nobody saves those. Those get recycled. Some street hockey team in Gwinnett's wearing them right now. Now, no, I think Domingue just is what he is, and I don't think he played bad last night, but five goals is too many. And you got the Vezina winner in the other net. That's the problem, the disparity.
Okay, let's talk about the Vezina winner. The potential Vezina winner. Everybody's just handing it to him. He's got warts, Mark. He's not perfect. Listen, the way he's able to unhinge his hips in the butterfly position is freakish.
Yeah.
It really is. It's almost Cirque du Soleil-like, right? The only other goalie I know that can do it is Andre Vasilevsky.
And correct me if I'm wrong. He uses his glove to cover low in the butterfly.
Here's what he does, Mark. I stayed up till almost 4 o'clock in the morning watching the game over again last night, especially when he's pushing right to left because he's a left-hand goalie, right?
Right.
Catches with the left hand. The left hand automatically goes right on top of the
yep.
pad, right? So that's to cover that a little bit extra. He covers the bottom third to the bottom half of the net. He goes with the odds. Where are the Penguins with their great chances, the Geno chance? Where'd that go? Right into the pillow. Right?
Yep.
You got to get it upstairs, baby. That, if you're a skilled guy and you know this guy's going to take away the bottom, same with Vasilevsky, the great goalies, they go with the odds. Figuring you're not going to raise the puck. You're not going to try to go upstairs. If you try to, you're going to airmail. You're going to put it over the net. You go to the top third of the net, you will beat this guy. Plus, Mark, he gives up a lot of rebounds. Penguins just haven't got there to make him pain.
Well,
but you also,
but that's
Jake's
what they
goal.
Gotta, that's what they got to do, though, Borky. They got to take advantage of where the glove is and – let me tell you what's tailor-made for him that we used to do all the time that we don't do it all anymore. Pass off
the pad. Love
yep,
it.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much. Pass off the pad. It's instead of just throwing it somewhere where it's not retrievable, there's nothing wrong with it from a bad angle. Just pound the pill low, hard off his pillows. He's not perfect, Mark. He's an exceptional goalie. He's very, very mobile. He's got a great compete level. I get all that. But how many times? The Jake goal was a simple shot by Pettersson, right? The Sid goal was a simple backhand by Rust. He kicked it right out to Sid. So it's all there. The Penguins need to figure that out.
Let's see if we agree on this. 09 Stanley Cup winner. Who was the best at pass-off pad?
09 Cup winner. Kunitz?
No, Max.
Oh, Max.
Max
yeah.
was great Max. On pass-off pads.
Yeah.
He could do it lefty coming down the right wing, which is tough to do pass-off pads.
Right. So it tells you he's a limited skill guy, but he had a very high IQ.
He got it.
He figured it out that instead of just throwing the puck away and just panicking, let me just throw this thing at the net because this goaltender isn't perfect.
Now let's talk about what's going good. The Sid line's great. Jake's great. And Sid, all year long, I mean, if anybody ever forgot that he's one of the top three players in the game, he's reminding us on a nightly basis. He's that good.
And consistency, Mark, I went through his numbers. Back in November, he had a spell. We went three games without a point.
Because he didn't have training camp and had the wrist injury.
He had one spell the middle of January, three games without a point. Since then, he never went more than two games without a point. That's just incredible. Nobody does that.
That's Mario-esque.
That's Mario-esque, just a model of consistency and understanding. My team needs me. There's a lot of guys, he'll never say it. I know he'll never say it. There's a lot of guys that are really struggling to score goals. He takes it, him and Jake, and they throw Rusty in there too. They just heap it on. Just throw it in my backpack. I'm climbing up the mountain. Keep loading me up. Heavier, heavier, heavier. I'll keep on going. And they keep putting one step in front of the other, and they keep scoring goals. Eventually, Mark, where are these goals going to come from to win this series? I'll put this out to you right now. The Penguins will not win this series if they don't start getting second and third tier scoring.
Oh, my God,
this
of course. Gino, besides the overtime goal, hasn't done a lot 5-on-5.
Fair enough. Gino had that great chance late in the game.
Yep.
Again, could have elevated the puck. So he's not horrible, but you're right. If you're Evgeny Malkin, you are a future Hall of Famer, you have got to find me another level or two. And I'll throw Jeff Carter in there, too, because Jeff Carter was my wild card player in the series. Jeff Carter has got about 130 playoff games. He's got two Stanley Cups in his pocket. He didn't come here just to make the in-laws happy in central Pennsylvania. He came here to win another Stanley Cup.
I think he came here because Hextall would keep paying him.
Well,
indefinitely.
Are you going to tell me nobody else is going to pay him?
I'm not sure.
He could have gone back to the beach. I'm sure L.A. would have paid him.
I'm not sure I would have. This is going off topic. I'm not sure I would have extended him before I know what I'm doing with Russ and Gino and Letang.
Hold that thought.
That's fair.
Hold that thought until the end of the playoffs. Because I'm telling you,
fair enough.
He's my wild card guy that can definitely step it up big time, and he can get some offense.
We're talking to Phil Bourque here on the Mark Madden Show, 105.9 The X. Now, you said something today on Stan Savran's show, which I find intriguing. Sid was getting, more difficult matchups in New York because the Rangers had the last change. And the Rangers had that kind of rookie line, which ain't bad, but it's inexperienced Capo and Lafreniere in them.
Yeah.
Should Sully look to get Sid out there against that line
Absolutely.
At home?
Absolutely. They really struggle. Listen, they're a speedy bunch, but they're speedy when they have the puck, when they're in the offensive zone, or if there's a big gap in the neutral zone. But as far as defensive zone coverage, Hedl struggles. He's a big guy, but he's a little slow of foot.
He's a little slow of thinking as well. No offense,
but
he is.
No,
inexperienced.
No, you can throw the offense in there because you're right. It's a fact. Don't do that. Don't be apologizing.
That's true.
Sid is not like you.
Sid as a kid certainly had it upstairs, didn't he?
Right. So Hedl has to learn the hard way. And you're right. If you get Sid out there against him, the other part is get him away from Trouba and Miller because those are their two best shutdown D. So one or the other, and Sid will have
Miller
success.
With that reach.
It's really good. Very mobile.
You know
and
what
he's
it is?
He's got some jam.
He not skill-wise, but in terms of the way he plays D, he's Shel Samuelson-esque.
He is. You're right. You got that long stick, and he's got long arms, and you think you're by him, and then he's able to poke the puck off your stick with the mobility and the long reach.
Now, obviously, injuries are part of the game. We hope Zucker comes back. We're not sure what's going on with Dumo and Raquel's questionable as well. But if Dumo can't play tomorrow, I don't want Letang and Matheson paired together. That just doesn't work. And what I liked in game one was you seemingly always had one or the other out there in the great effect.
You don't know what you missed until it's gone, right, Double M?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get why Sully's doing it. I just don't want him to do it again.
Yeah, and I don't think you'll see it again. I think that, if you want to call it an experiment, there were moments when it looked good, but more moments.
And it's worked in the past.
It has, but not enough. And not in this situation, not in the playoffs. Know who I think you're going to see tomorrow night? Nathan Beaulieu.
I think so, too.
I think it's time.
And it wouldn't shock me if he played with Tanger.
I agree with you. He's that kind of guy. Two French guys, put them together. Nothing wrong with that, right? They speak the language. He's got jam. He's a big body. He's about 6 foot, 6'1", about 210, and he likes to be nasty. And he's going to make his Penguin debut, I think, tomorrow night.
That'll probably be Montreal's number one defense pair next year.
I'm not touching that one.
Now, here's this is Hockey 101, Borky, but what makes me nuts is the Penguins have had a lead one time in this series, and that was when Malkin scored in
overtime. So they haven't had a lead.
Well, right, you can't play from behind in perpetuity, can you?
No, especially against Shesterkin, but also it's exhausting. Like,
yeah.
By game, if you're going to do that, by game five, if you're always chasing the game, it's exhausting not only physically but mentally, emotionally, that you always feel like you're running uphill.
Yeah, and you know, I always say I hate cliche talk like you got to get the first goal. I feel like they got to get the first goal tomorrow night. For the sake of the crowd as well. The crowd,
perfect.
Like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Get that first goal, get the lead, and see how the Rangers respond. Listen. They're a really good team. Of course, what team isn't a good team in the playoffs, right? There's 16 teams that are on the golf course
this
afternoon.
Yeah, you know what, though? The Eastern Conference, those eight teams, they're all really legit. In the West, all eight are not. In the East, they are.
Fair enough. You can talk about Nashville. You can talk about Dallas. You know, Nashville doesn't have their number one goalie. Dallas, they are what they are. But you're right. They are legit. They're legit, but they have warts like a bunch of other teams. I don't think depth-wise, if the Penguins' second and third lines could get going, these are good hockey players that are not scoring goals. And you're right, the Penguins, they have talked about being in the bubble, that they weren't quite engaged, not enough fans in the building, weren't quite engaged. Now you're going to have that raucous crowd. You get that first goal, picture it, Mark. Just feel that energy that building can generate. And you're right, you got a lot of guys, because you have Barkley Goodrow, he's out, right? Week to week, he's out of the series, probably. He's the only guy.
No, I think that Jerry said today, Gallant, that he is out for the series, period.
Oh, for the series.
Yeah.
He's the only guy on the New York Rangers that has a Stanley Cup ring.
Right.
So you have a lot of guys that haven't been there before.
You got to put them in situations where they think
really
about it.
Really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable where I'm not really sure what to do here. I've never been in this situation before.
We talked about Sid earlier. What about Jake? I mean, you look at Jake's playoff stats. I said earlier, and I don't say this lightly because, as you know, I've been around since year one of the team. By the time Jake's done, he'll be one of my favorite Penguins of all time. Wow. He's this 5'0", 100-0, muppety-looking guy who just never quits and always scores.
And tough as they come, right? I mean, he takes a licking and just keeps on ticking. And there's some guys, they'll go there, Mark, but they'll get whacked, and then they won't go there again, right? They're like, oh, boy, that one hurt. I'm not going back there.
He don't care.
Not 59. And you're right. To get loving from you, it takes a lot. That says a lot.
Especially in terms of an all-timer.
All-timer. You're right.
I mean, I might even put him above Greg Polis by the time all this is done.
Oh, stop it. Now you've gone too far.
All-star game
MVP. I know
MVP.
The love fest. I've been listening
All-star
to the
game
love,
MVP.
I've been hearing about the love fest for Polis for like 25 years.
I still have my number 22 jersey somewhere. I do.
Oh, somewhere. Please. Okay, Pinocchio. I'm sure you know exactly where it is.
I know where the stick he used to score in the All-star game is. I know exactly where that is.
No, but you're right. Just quickly on Jake. He's a special player. I mean, even just the goal that he scored last night, you know, to find that rebound, he didn't get everything on it, but it ends up in the back of the net. Great players find a way to score.
You know what I've heard about him? That he talks an amazing amount of trash out there.
Yeah.
Like, remember they mic'd him up when he had the four goals against Philadelphia? Yeah. You know, he's like the smallest guy out there. He's going, that's three.
With that kind of high-pitched, squeaky voice.
Muppety. He's a muppet.
Where you just want to drill him, right? But he's sneaky good. He does so many little things that are just so elusive, and you don't appreciate him unless you really know the game. I'm not big leaguing anybody here, but they're so subtle, right? And Sid's like that too. There's a subtleness and such a uniqueness to their strength, their ability, and their sixth sense that they have on the ice.
Real quick, John Marino. I wish he had played all year like he's played these last two games. That's what he needs to do. And the thing with Marino is, and I've been told this by a bunch of guys, and I bet you've heard it too, his biggest problem is he doesn't think there's a problem. But, boy, these last two games he's been something, and he's competed like crazy.
I was worried about him the first 20 minutes of game number one, though, because they had a bullseye on his forehead, on his chest, and his backside.
But that seemed to make him turn it up a notch. You know what? You know when he got going? When he blocked the shot with his back.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And he was on the bench MFing, but yeah. Boy, he really got it going, and he didn't stop.
Yeah, and that's what's great about playoff hockey. That's where you find out what you're about, Mark. That's when you find out, do I have what it takes to win in the playoffs? And I went through it. Mario went through it. A lot of us went through it. Because you wake up in the morning after game number one or game number two, you sit on the side of the bed, and I can remember doing this and going, how the hell am I going to play a hockey game tonight? But if you've got it, if you've got the kahunas and you've got it here in your heart, then you find a way. And the body and the mind come together, and you find a way to go out and compete. And that's exactly what he's doing.
I feel like that after I do this show. That's Phil Borky. Great stuff. I want to say in public, too, we've got the Domingue promotion if they win the series.
Yep.
Only if they win.
Okay.
I'm not. I'll.
Can we review? Because some people maybe just get in their car now.
If the Penguins win the series with Louis Domingue in goal, he has to be in goal when they win the series.
Okay.
Okay, I will buy a replica jersey for every team.
Every team or every NHL team?
Even the minor league teams.
Wow.
All 13.
Okay.
A jersey for every team Domingue's played for. I'm sure he'll sign them and we'll auction them off.
And we're going to try to get as authentic as possible.
Yes, as authentic as possible, and we'll do it for the Lemieux Foundation. There you go.
Wow.
Also, I owe you one, too. You've given me some guidance, you and your lovely missus, in a recent situation. So either Napa Prime or the steakhouse here at the Rivers Martirana. I'm a man of the people. I'll let you pick.
Done. We'll talk about it off air.
That is Phil Bork. I'm Mark Madden. Ask Mark anything next. 412-333-WXDX.
Now, the super genius, Mark Madden.
Hey, Mark, second time caller. Love the show.
I'd like to talk to Mark about Marc-Andre Fleury. Pay attention, dumb skull, and talk.
The X at 105.9.
We wrap up this show a bit early, so I can get a second Tito's and Diet Coke that would cauterize a shotgun wound. Call now, 412-333-WXDX. Big weekend. Penguins play tomorrow against the Rangers. Crucial playoff game. Liverpool, Tottenham tomorrow afternoon with the league title still up for grabs. More than ever tomorrow, I need a daily double. And I just made the promise that I would buy a Louis Domingue jersey for every team he's played for, have him sign them and auction them off for the Mary Lemieux Foundation. I am as good as my word. I will do it, but let's win the series first. So good luck, Louis Domingue. And I was about to make an inappropriate joke, and we'll wrap up the show there. Up next, a 970. Bork and Josh, 105.9.